The epistle is from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Brethren, I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God that is given you in Christ Jesus, that in all things you are made rich in him, in all utterance and all knowledge, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that nothing is wanting to you in any grace, waiting for the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also will confirm you unto the end without crime, in the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Gospel. From the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. At that time, Jesus, entering into a ship, passed over the water and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him one sick of the palsy, lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man sick of the palsy, Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, He blasphemeth. And Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Is it easier to say, Thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the man sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and went into his house. And the multitude, seeing it, feared and glorified God, who had given such power to men. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. These words are taken from the epistle of the Feast of the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We priests often promote the rosary and encourage people to say it daily. However, we have failed to promote it well. And I say this, there is evidence of this, is that reason for that I say this is because some people, perhaps even some of you, do not say the rosary every day. And the reason, I believe, is that we do not realize what great treasures are available to us through the rosary. If we really understood the power and the value of the rosary, we would be filled with holy zeal to pray it well. And we would see miracles worked. We would obtain all that we desire for the salvation of our souls and the souls for whom we pray. If our lives are lacking in anything, if we are not filled with peace and contentment, then we need to pray the rosary and to work on praying it well. Today I would like to demonstrate, if I may, the power of the rosary. My hope is to motivate you to pray it well, with great confidence, with recollection, attention, true devotion, and to pray it with perseverance. I say to motivate you to pray with confidence, and a confidence that is based upon the goodness of God, as well as on Our Lady's promises that I'll be mentioning to you. So I'm going to tell you about where the rosary came from, and the promises Our Lady has made to those who pray it well, and as well as some examples of favors received and miracles worked through the rosary. In the year 1214, St. Dominic was zealously opposing and preaching and laboring against the Albigensian heresy. This heresy was known for its violence and its gross impurity. And Dominic realized that it was the sins of the Albigensians that were hindering their conversion. So he withdrew into a forest near Toulouse, and he there prayed continuously for 3 days and three nights. He wept, and he did harsh penances in order to appease the anger of God. He scourged himself. He took a whip, and he even whipped himself on the back, which was a common penance that was done by many fervent saints many centuries ago. He scourged himself until he was exhausted and bleeding. And finally, he fell into a coma. At this point, Our Lady appeared to him, accompanied by three angels. And she said, "Dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" "Oh, my Lady," he answered, "you know far better than I do, because next to your Son, Jesus Christ, you have always been the chief instrument of our salvation." And Our Lady replied, "Then I want you to know that in this kind of warfare, the principal weapon has always been the angelic Psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach these hardened sinners and win them over to God, preach my Psalter." The Psalter is another name for the Rosary. Even as the Psalms, there's 150 Psalms of King David in the Old Testament. There are also 150 Hail Marys in the full 15 decades of the Rosary. And so that's why the Rosary is called Our Lady's Psalter. Saint Dominic arose comforted, and burning with zeal for the conversion of the people of that district, he made straight for the cathedral in the main city. Invisible angels rang the bells to summon the people, and Saint Dominic began to preach once they assembled. At the very beginning of his sermon, a frightful storm broke out. The earth trembled and shook. The sun was darkened. There was so much thunder and lightning that all were afraid. Their fear increased when they looked toward a picture of Our Lady exposed in a prominent place, and they saw her three times raise her arms to heaven. They understood that she was calling down God's vengeance upon them if they failed to be converted, to amend their lives, and to seek her protection. And God wished by these signs to spread this new devotion of the Holy Rosary. And at last, at the prayer of Saint Dominic, the storm came to an end, and he went on preaching. So fervently did he explain the importance and the value of the Rosary that almost all the people of Toulouse embraced it. They renounced their false beliefs. In a very short time, a great improvement was seen in the town. People began leading Christian lives. They gave up their bad habits. And that's where we got the Rosary. It's from the Mother of God herself. And it was implemented and promoted for the sake of conversions. It also had the effect of sanctification. It truly made those people not only convert from their heresies, but it made them fervent and holy. Now, the Rosary is made up of two things: mental prayer and vocal prayer. The mental prayer is the meditation upon the chief mysteries of the life, sufferings, and glory of Jesus and Mary. The vocal prayer consists of 15 decades of one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, while reflecting on these principal virtues, the principal virtues that Jesus and Mary practiced in those 15 mysteries of the Rosary. The mysteries are a beautiful summary of the Gospel. In his wonderful little book, The Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort says that thinking about the mysteries as we pray them, he says this meditation, this thinking of the mysteries, has several marvelous effects. He says it gives us a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ. He says it purifies our souls, washing away sin. He says it washes away venial sin. It gives us victory over all our enemies. He says it makes it easy for us to practice virtue. He says it sets us on fire with a love for our blessed Lord, and enriches us with graces and merits. Graces make us holy, they help us do good, and merits are what we will receive when we get to heaven. St. Louis says, it supplies us with what is needed to pay all of our debts to God and our fellow men. And finally, he says, it obtains all kinds of graces for us from Almighty God. These are incredible graces, incredible promises from the Rosary. The value of the Rosary also comes from the nature of the prayers that make up the Rosary. The Our Father and the Hail Mary are divinely inspired prayers. Christ himself taught us the Our Father, so it is directly from him. It is the most perfect kind of prayer because our Lord himself is infinite wisdom, and he taught us this is the perfect prayer that we should pray. The Hail Mary was the greeting which God sent to the Virgin Mary through the angel Gabriel. And so it is from God. It's spoken to the Mother of God. It was first prayed and said by an angel. These prayers are thus perfect and holy and powerful prayers because they come from God. They come from heaven. One day, St. Gertrude saw in a vision, she saw our Lord counting golden coins, and she summoned the courage to ask him what he was doing. And he answered, I am counting the Hail Marys that you have said. And he told her, this is the money with which you can pay your way to heaven. Those who honor Our Lady can expect much from her generosity. She is our mother, our friend. She is the Queen of Heaven. She loves us more than all mothers and queens of the world have ever loved any one human being. And the reason that's why that's most important is that she is the Mother of God. She has all of God's power at her disposal. And it is a universal opinion of Catholic theologians that God has given all graces of salvation into her hands. So if she wishes to convert someone, she has all the graces necessary to do so. Graces that are infinitely powerful because of the infinite power of God. So Our Lady has made many promises to Christians who recite the Rosary. Here are some of the promises that she gave to St. Dominic and Blessed Alan, who preached a couple hundred years after St. Dominic, and who is also likely a saint in heaven, who has been declared blessed. The first promise Our Lady made is that whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the Rosary shall receive signal graces, that is, special and privileged graces. She said, I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the Rosary. She also said, the Rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. It defeated the Albigensian heresy, as she promised. Another time she said, the Rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire for eternal things. That is, it will make people become detached from the things of this world and seek the things of heaven with great longing and with great satisfaction. Our Lady said, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. That is an incredible, I shouldn't say incredible because nothing is unbelievable when it comes from the Mother of God, but I should say that is a marvelous promise. That is a truly wonderful promise. And that's why I call the Rosary an eternal life insurance plan, something that you can purchase, a guarantee of salvation. And the cost is 15 or 20 minutes a day of praying that daily Rosary. That is a marvelous promise. I'll read that again. Our Lady said, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary, shall not perish. Our Lady said, whosoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. So however you define misfortune, if you it shall not happen to you if you pray the rosary. And if you consider the sacred mysteries, which is an important and essential part of praying the rosary, which is the reflection upon those mysteries that you're praying. Our Lady said, I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. That is a promise that we will not fully appreciate until we see how painful and how burning and purifying are the fires of purgatory. Our Lady said, the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. That is a great promise as well. All those who promote the rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. And when Our Lady speaks of necessities, she is talking first of our spiritual necessities, because that's what's most important. But she's talking also of our temporal necessities, the things of this world. As our Lord taught us to pray in the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread is primarily our spiritual needs, but also our temporal necessities. That's why our Lord taught us to pray using the word bread. It means the needs of every day. Our Lady said, all who recite the rosary are my sons and daughters and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. And lastly, she said, and this is the last one that I'm quoting, Our Lady made many promises about the rosary, but she said, the devotion of my rosary is a great sign of predestination. These promises of Our Lady should be sufficient motivation to encourage all of us to pray the rosary every single day for the rest of our lives. But 700 years ago, King Alphonsus was the king of Leon and Galicia in modern-day Spain. Alphonsus wanted all of his servants to honor the Blessed Virgin by saying the rosary. And so he used to hang a large rosary on his belt, and he wore it as an ornament. He always wore it, but unfortunately, he never himself took time and the effort to say it. His wearing it, however, encouraged the people of his court to say the rosary devoutly. And many of them did so. Now, one day, the king fell sick. He was so sick, in fact, that he got sicker and sicker, that eventually he was given up for dead. People actually thought he had died and began preparing for his funeral. And then it was that he found himself in a vision before the judgment seat of our Lord. Many devils were there, accusing him of all the sins that he had committed. Now, our Lord, as sovereign judge, was about to condemn him to hell when Our Lady appeared to intercede for him. She called for a pair of scales, and she had his sins placed on one side of those balances. She placed all of his sins on one side, and down it went. And then she put the rosary that he had always worn upon the other side of the scale, together with all the rosaries that had been said because of his good example. And down that side of the scale descended, outweighing all of his sins on the other side of the scale. It was found that those rosaries weighed more than all of his sins. Now, Our Lady then, looking at him with great kindness, she said to him, as a reward of this little honor that you have paid me in wearing my rosary, I have obtained a great grace for you from my Son. Your life will be spared for a few more years, so that you may spend these years wisely in doing penance. The king then regained consciousness, When he did so, he cried out, "Blessed be the rosary of the most holy Virgin Mary, by which I have been delivered from eternal damnation." He was completely restored to his health, and he spent the rest of his life, in the last years of his life, in spreading devotion to the Holy Rosary. And he said it faithfully every single day. He is now in heaven because of the Rosary. And if he had not prayed the Rosary, he would now be in hell. In fact, if he had not worn that Rosary, he would now be in hell. The Rosary has no doubt saved millions of people, helping them to overcome sin and temptation. There are many accounts of diabolical possession, of possessed persons being delivered from this diabolical possession by the Rosary. There are many accounts of people being protected from bodily danger by the Rosary. And of all these accounts, all of them show the power of Our Lady's Rosary, which is a tool that God intends them to use. Now, my dear faithful, I encourage all of you to pray the Rosary every single day. Do not be discouraged by distractions or difficulties. It is not an easy prayer to pray because it is so repetitive. But use whatever method you can. I recommend, for suggestions, reading St. Louis de Montfort's little book, The Secret of the Rosary. He gives many suggestions on how to overcome distractions. So don't be discouraged by distractions, but give it your best efforts. Use pictures. Try to bring your attention back as soon as you realize distractions have come. And if you do so, these distractions that are something we all have to deal with, they will not ruin your prayer, but your prayer will be well prayed because of your efforts to pray it well. Give it your best effort to pray well and to think about the mysteries. Honor Our Lady in this way, and she will reward you abundantly, not only in the next world, but even in this world. She will give you courage in every difficulty. She will give you peace of soul in your daily journey towards heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.